I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Maggie Steffens, three-time Olympic gold medalist and current record holder for most goals in the Olympic Games. Training for the Olympics, it can get so stressful. It's nice to be able to just enjoy the water. It's my happy place. When that happy place is ruined by trash, it makes me sad. If we don't dispose of our litter properly, it affects our precious waterways. Don't drop trash and make sure plastics get in the right recycling bin. Please do the right thing to help keep our highways and waterways clean. Visit cleanwaterca.com.
Brought to you by the Stormwater Program.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, October 22nd at Arena Green West. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome on in to the latest episode of the Off Air Podcast. Chris Thomas here with you alongside my co-host, Stephen Peven Gagliano. We have a very special episode today. We're going to preview something awesome going on at 92.9 The Game, plus our usual hijinks and shenanigans. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Wrapped up the steakhouse this morning with a pair of fill-in hosts. We had Rusty Mansell, who is on every Wednesday, but then we had Rob Tribble filling in for Steak Shapiro as he observes the high holy days. So it was a makeshift show this morning, and we got through it. It was really good. It's always fun seeing new people together. Rusty and Rob had never met before they did the show this morning, so seeing kind of organic chemistry form on the fly is always fun.
Yeah, get the radio inside media nugget bell. Chemistry, there it is. Chemistry is everything in radio, folks. What makes a good show? Listen, anybody can look up numbers. Anybody can spew stats. Anybody can have a hot take. But when it comes to a show that airs on a station as big as 92.9 The Game, and there's a pair of co-hosts, they need to have good chemistry. Even if they don't like each other off the air, which you'd be surprised. I've been in other places, not here at 92.9 The Game, but at other places around the country during my stops in radio where people couldn't stand each other off the air. But on the air, when that light goes on, it's just magic. And that's what you need in radio. You could have the biggest personality and the hottest takes, but if you and your co-host don't have that it thing when the red light goes on, Steve, it just doesn't matter.
How about when it goes off? That's why me and you are going to be hugely successful and own multiple houses across the world.
You're damn right.
We have great chemistry.
You're damn right. I'd just like to own a apartment with a bedroom in it first before we
One step at a time.
Yeah, before we make our way to that first. But all right, so 92.9 The Game is doing something awesome, and they are celebrating. We are celebrating 10 years of being on the air. That is a milestone accomplishment, especially in 2022. You know, radio and podcasting and digital and all, we're like Star Trek. We're entering a brand new stratosphere together. Into the void we go. Everything's changing. You know, radio's more popular than ever in one place, but it's not popular at all in another because podcasting rules the game here. So everyone's trying to figure this thing out together. So to celebrate 10 years of being on the air and the growth of the station and where we are now, whole bunch of new projects coming out from the station, just like what we're doing here with Off Air, digital component to add to the radio stations and the shows that you listen to live and local every single day. It's really, really cool. So this Saturday, New Realm Brewing, it's going to be awesome. There's going to be past, present, maybe even some future employees that stop by. Who knows? Maybe somebody comes to the party, loves the atmosphere, and, you know, wants to apply to the radio station. So 10 years of 92.9 The Game. Steve, what are you looking forward to most?
You know, I'm looking forward to meeting people that were here before I left. Mm-hmm. You know, around the station, there's always a lot of discussions about, you know, things that happened a couple years ago or shows that were on, stuff like that. People that have come through and since left and all that. I want to meet some of those people because I can finally put faces to names that I've been hearing people talk about. Now, I got here in November of 21. So, you know, I've missed out on a lot from the first 9 years. So trying to fill in some of those gaps.
And I only got here a year before you. So I'm coming up on my 2 year anniversary in November of being with 92.9 The Game, which in and of itself is crazy to say, but yeah, for the majority of the time, neither me or you saw sort of the infancy days and the early days. So getting all those stories, meeting all those people, you know, having Carl and Mike introduce me because give me the nugget.
There it is.
There we go. I will be the on-site producer for Dukes and Bell that day because
I will be the on-site producer as well. So,
hey, there we go. So Bo Morgan is traveling to, I forget where the Falcons are going, but they're going somewhere. So he, being the executive producer also of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, is unable to attend the event. So I will be there in his stead as the other producer for Dukes and Bell. So being involved on the inside shenanigans of, you know, we're going to be on for an hour on the station and there's going to be all sorts of guests and people that are going to stop by. And my job is going to be to, one, keep clock integrity so we get our commercials in, and two, sit back and sort of just kick my feet up and let these guys tell stories about the early days of the game and what went on in forming this radio station and all the wackiness that ensued in the first couple of years of getting people established and building up brands of the names and the faces that you see on the radio station today. And for those wondering, yes, there will be beers. They will be flowing. So that means the stories will be even livelier and even more juiced up than they would have been if we were just having a party at the office or something like that. But New Realm Brewing, it's going to be an absolute blast. I cannot wait. And Steve, I think when we do, what would Steve, the off-air podcast, be if we didn't come back? We would be neglect of our duties not to come back filled with stories and things to share some from that. So you got to stay tuned through the end of the month. We're just a couple weeks away now from the 10th anniversary party, October 22nd. We are going to bring you inside access as only we can.
Yeah, I feel like that episode, we usually run about 30 minutes. That one may have to be a little bit longer. I think there's going to be plenty of stories that come out of that. And you mentioned the beers are going to be flowing. I was just looking at the schedule. You guys go on at 3:00. So that's plenty of time for Mike Bell to get a few in him before that microphone cracks on. And I think it's going to be an entertaining result.
Yes, I believe the party starts right around noon. So we're going on smack dab in the middle of that sucker when you figure probably the most amount of people will be there and everyone will be enjoying a libation or five. And like you said, just seeing all, because the one thing about a radio station when you work there every single day, which I mean, you basically do at this point in one role or another, even though you're not full time on one specific thing, but, you interact with the show before you and the show after you. So I basically never see the morning guys,
right?
And the morning guys never see us and vice, and it trickles down that way. So I'm just excited to see even everyone else at the radio station that I don't get a chance to see on a day-to-day basis, like Oren and Abe and Fricky and Hugh, and then of course all of our weekend guys like Zinno and Rob Tribble that you just mentioned, like just to get everyone in one place, even without the added bonus of bringing back everyone from the olden days. It's just, it's always such a cool mix of personalities, because Steve, if there's one thing that we say often on this podcast in our everyday life, you got to be a little bit out there to work in this industry.
Yes, you absolutely do. It's taught me a lot about how to do that. You know, I always pictured myself as kind of a straight-laced guy or whatever, but then
come on. You're the guy shotgunning tequila shots in the front, in the middle of the dance floor. Come on, Steve.
There are things that I'll say, you know, whether it's on here or on the air, places I've been, that my friends will kind of look at me and be like, we didn't know you, you know, we didn't know that about you. It's like, yeah, because I got to bring other things out on the radio. If I was just my normal self on the radio, it'd be pretty boring, I think. So got to jazz it up a little bit.
White Bread with Stevie G coming your way 10 to midnight on 92.
That'll be a spinoff podcast.
Yeah. Speaking of which, it is now official. Every single member of Dukes and Bell has their own podcast now. We are all venturing into the digital space. Carl's new podcast premiered this week on Odyssey, which is awesome. He is with Brian Baldinger and Jason Lockenfora. It's called In the Huddle. So definitely check that out. If you're listening to this, it is the opposite of what we do. They break it down. They give you X's and O's.
That's the best tagline you could give it, I think.
Yeah, it's the complete opposite of what we do. So if you need another football podcast and you need your fix, go check that out. And then Mike Bell, I'm going to tease this here, working on a very special secret project with our very own brand manager, Mike Conti. I'll leave
Even
it there.
Even I don't know about this one. This is off air.
Yeah. So you want a little inside scoop here on the podcast. I've been told by sources close to the situation that they are working on a very special project that will come out in podcast form, coming to a podcast platform near you. So if you want to hear Mike Bell and Mike Conti together, which in my opinion is a very interesting mix, because Mike Conti, brand manager, you know, knows just about as much sports as anyone I've ever met. But, you know, he's not really a high-low kind of guy on the air. He calls it like he sees it. And then Mike Bell, who's, you know, he's the emotional backbone of Dukes and Bell. He's the guy, he's the voice of the fan. So I'm excited to hear those guys collab and share their voices together on what should be a really interesting project.
Would it be called Mike and Mike, or is that name already trademarked?
You know what? I think somewhere in the bowels of a four-letter network, there might be in a filing cabinet somewhere from long ago when I was driving to middle school with my dad listening in the car, a copyright somewhere that might be tagged. But that's just me.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.